would like to have one. They are nice.
Well, I just would not build a house without one.
Yeah.
They're not all that expensive either. I thought they were too. Mm-hmm. And my son kind of fussed at me about it because I found out what this one cost over yonder at the. And he said, Mama, why didn't you tell me? And I said, well, son, you ought to got out and seen what one would cost before. Because they can run anywhere from, now I believe theirs cost about $735. That was everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually run from that to, say, $2,000.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't see anybody would want a nice one than they've got, and it goes all across one wall nearly, of the house.
Yeah, was that installed, or he installed himself?
No, they built this room, and you have to get brick masons to do that.
Oh, right.
And they built it,
mm-hmm.
And they furnished the brick. They just went and bought the brick for it.
Oh, I see.
And I believe she told me they it cost them. He just charged them $500 to build a chimney,
mm-hmm.
you know, and fireplace and everything. And they just got him the brick out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's not really that expensive.
That's not expensive at all. No, sir. I'd get it if I had to borrow the money.
Yeah.
If we had a place, you know, really, mm-hmm. we could put it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only place.
Yeah. That's right.
It's back there.
But it would be nice.
But he wants this wall to stay here.
Yeah.
And so I guess it'll stay.
Yeah. You know, like if a light went out, like you'd say, you know, like this lamp here, mm-hmm. you'd say you'd have to go put what in?
A bulb in.
A bulb in. You know, when you carry washing out to hang it on the line or something, you know, like, what do you use to carry it out to the line?
In a basket.
Yeah. What do nails come in at the hardware store? You know, like, they don't come in sacks, they don't come in something that's wood or something like that?
I think they do to the hardware store.
What would that be called? Or maybe, like...
Box?
You know, stuff that, you know, like, you ever heard stuff that, you know, beer is kept in? You know, like, it might be called, you know, they're made out of wood with brass rings around them.
Beer barrel?
Well, yeah.
Kegs.
Kegs.
Kegs is what nails it comes in.
Yeah, kegs, right.
I know they used to do. Mm-hmm. That's right. Kegs is what they come in.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Yeah. Little ones and big
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, those wire things that run around a keg or a barrel, what are those called? Is there a certain name for those things?
Yes, they are.
You know, because it holds the wood and, you know, together.
You know those,
You know anything that those are called?
I can tell you what those things are called, and I have seen a lot of them in my day.
You know those new type toys they have that are round? And kids put them on and they swing around the waist.
Hooks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah. That's what they are, hooks.
In the kitchen, you know, like when you're going to stop something up in a bottle, you know, like what is that called that you put on top of the bottle?
Stopping.
Yeah, but if it's made out of a, you know, like a more porous material, you know, like what is that called?
Cap, I guess.
Well, you know, they use them on fishing sometime as a dobber.
Oh.
Yeah, cork. Yeah, because they use that fishing all the time.
Yeah, they use them. Well, no, they buy them now. They call them sinkers now, I think, or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. They don't use a cork so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Get real modern with even that.
With even fishing. Yeah, because I noticed your husband had one of those on his fishing line out there. It wasn't a cork, it was one of those plastic things.
It was one of those things. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I told him. You know, they used to made their... fishing line out of number 8 thread.
Mm.
Twist it up good. He's done it a million times.
Yeah.
And then put your hook on it. All right, you got some lead and put your sinker on it. Then you got your cork and put on that. And you went, when you got to the creek or river where you're going, you cut your pole.
Mm-hmm.